Welcome back, everyone, to R2Cast number 184, another all-in episode this week. Couple of weeks ago, we had number 180, and I genuinely thought it was genius that number 180 was a darts player. I'm not gonna lie, it was pretty cool. That's pretty funny. We had Rab Smith on. Ed didn't have to make it. Edged. Were you stuck in Orkney, were you?
There was something like that.
Yeah, I think you were stuck in Orkney after a
Yeah,
rugby game.
yeah.
So went to Rab Smith's house, who just lives a couple of miles away from us, and he's an ex-world number four darts player. So it was really cool because I went and played
Yeah.
darts with him,
Yeah.
and then I proved my darts prowess by winning second in the Young Farmers Darts 2 weeks later. The next episode we had, I beat Ed. He was only third loser. That's right. I beat you at sports.
It
Let's not get
was
into a sport or not.
let's not brag about it. It was the most embarrassing final of darts I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, we couldn't actually hit a double, so we just
It
had
took
to go
about
close to the
20
pool.
shots at the double, and by the end it was just throw your weak hand as close to the ball as you can get and let's just walk away.
Wasn't ideal. Anyway, I am now a darts champion, basically better than the force in the world. John, the next episode we have, number 185, is Mr. Dan Smith. Dan is one of the, he's actually the second last in the Nuffield cohort that I'm on. Almost finished everyone. Dan works for Jamie's Farm, which I don't know if you've heard of it. It's really cool. It's basically people from really challenging backgrounds get to go to a farm for a week and just basically get a positive experience of rural life, chopping
Oh,
wood,
sweet.
working with stock, all that jazz. And it's phoneless, which is
Nice.
interesting.
Different.
A lot of folk are against it, and I was asking about that stuff. But that's Dan's story. Dan, we're coming with me to Brazil. I'm not in charge of Brazil. We're both going to Brazil, actually, as this episode is released. And today's episode is all in, and quite often with all in, either I know everything about a topic, Ed knows everything about a topic, not often both of us, or there is the odd occasion where neither of us know everything about the topic. And I think that is today.
Yeah,
Would that be
very
fair?
fitting.
Yeah. We're speaking all things rocks, geology, and all that sort of stuff. Shall we joke? I was thinking about this in the
Oh,
car.
yeah, how long have you been thinking about this? Right, go
I'm gonna
ahead.
get it's not let's get ready to rock and roll. It's not I don't know, another one. This is what it is. I'm sure today's guest is gonna be brilliant because she's not gonna have any faults because lines fault.
That's
For
awful.
the listeners, I'm slapping my knee. Today's guest is Louisa Hendry. Louisa, would you like to say hello?
Hello, how are you guys?
Yeah, very good. Looking forward to this. Brett, let's go on. You're the expert here today. How was that as a joke?
That was good. I like that one. It was a lot better than a lot of other things that have been said to me.
Will that
Don't
it?
even want to get into it.
Oh, some have just sprung to mind. Yep. So
I want one. Give us your cheesiest one that you've
yeah,
had.
go on.
The
Yeah.
one that's just
When
came
I
up
was
next,
like,
though.
okay. So when I was a little bit younger, maybe like 5 or 6 years ago, and I was on Tinder, a guy says to me and you would make the bedrock, and I was just like, That's not bad.
no. After
Please
that, I
tell me
was
you
like,
got a
I think she
reply off
logic out
that.
of the description.
That
So that's my worst one.
is. It's both bad and good. It depends who's saying it, doesn't it?
Please tell me you
Yeah.
replied to that. Please tell me what. You replied to that message because I can't I
remember what
don't
I said. I think I said no. Like, I can't know.
remember. I don't know. No, son.
Brilliant.
I don't know what I said. He would have been chuffed with that as well. I think that's class.
That is not where my head went, in fairness. That's kind of good. That's a good one.
Head
I'm trying to think of a good comeback
shot.
for that. That's what I'm going to be thinking for the rest of this episode. So for those listening, a bit of background on Louisa's, what we'll go over in a minute. But if you are interested in following, I didn't realize I was interested. This is what is so cool about this podcast, right? We bring folk on, and I now follow the most random accounts. And it's amazing how interesting passion is. You know, it doesn't matter if it's farming, geology. I'm looking at a chair. Fun fact, the most successful, we were speaking YouTube just off camera with Louisa earlier. The most successful lathe artist on YouTube is called Wallace Currie. It's not me. It's not me. It's another one.
What, have you just like searched your own name on YouTube or something?
Don't tell me you haven't.
No, I haven't.
Please. Not my name, your name.
Why would I search my own name? I'm going to do it now.
Actually. Yeah, like, there's going to be an Ed Martin in there. It's quite a common name. But if you want to look up the Scottish geologist, it's very interesting. Very interesting. I'm really enjoying it. But Louisa, just for the guests, could you give us a wee bit of background on yourself? Just a wee bit of backstory. I mean, why are we where we are with geology? It would be quite cool.
Hi, okay. I'll kind of start from the beginning of time. Well, not time, but when I was a wee girl growing up, I liked to collect rocks from the beach, but I didn't know you could go do geology at uni. I also liked the really bad geology movies back in the day as well, during the 90s. I'm a 90s baby, so like watching documentaries on the TV or watching like bad geology movies such as like Armageddon, where like the big asteroid that hits the Earth, or like Volcano, like with Tommy Lee Jones in it. I loved those kind of things like when I was growing up. And then I didn't actually know you could go study it, and it wasn't until I was in my fifth year at school I realised, I went to an open day and I realised, there's a stall with rocks on it. And I'm like, oh, I want to go study that. Yes. I got a degree in geology and I work full time as an engineering geologist now. And I always thought like there wasn't enough out there. Like we always struggle to get engineers into the industry nowadays, like geologists into the industry. And I've noticed that there's like a kind of lack of people going to study geology as well. Like, so I thought, well, why not? I'm just going to start making mini videos, mini documentaries about rocks. But I could never find the time for it until like maybe last April, March time. And I was in the Northwest Highlands with my mum, and I just handed her the phone and I was just like, hey, mum, start recording me. And I just winged it. And I stood next to a rock outcrop and just started talking about how the rocks formed behind me. And that was it. And now I've got, I don't know how many, 340,000 over all platforms. That's how much I've got.
Mad.
In the space of, how many months now? What are we on? Yes, 11 months. That's mental. 10 months.
How does that feel, having went from just being a person with Facebook friends, which is normally the case, to then, because it's how it goes, isn't it? To now having, what, over 0.3 million people following you?
What is mental? Like, I don't really look at the following. Like, I don't look at, like, the numbers, because if I got caught up in it all, and I've noticed that a lot of people that do have, like, a big following on social media that do fall down that rabbit hole, they get so caught up in their followers and how they look and the way that they have to be in their videos that they end up, like, depressed. And for me, like, I don't want any of it to affect me, like, mentally in that way. Like, so I kind of don't really look at it as number. I just think it's great. I just think at the end of the day, I want to inspire people and I want to promote myself. Subject, and if I'm getting a reward out of it as well, and people are learning something, then great. Like, I think it's brilliant, like what I'm doing as well. Like, and people seem to enjoy it, and it's getting people into rocks, like obviously yourselves and like other people that would never ever be into rocks. And you know, it's just exploded, and I'm like, people like rocks.
I had two things I wanted to say to you when we arranged this, and one of them is and I'm going to leave the second one for a minute or two because it's the one I've just written there, Ed. I think he's going to it's cool. Don't you ruin it for me.
No, I'm not.
But I actually own a pretty cool rock collection, and I may or may not have a couple of hours ago asked my mum to take photos of it because I'm not at home, so I could send you it to show off. It's very cool, by the way. There's amethysts, there's tiger's eyes, there's a pink one.
Pink one. Honestly, my house is full of rocks. This was ridiculous.
So I was quite thinking it's quite fun. We had an actor on who gave Daniel Radcliffe the Heimlich maneuver in a show once before, which is pretty cool. Have you seen Sex Education, Louisa? Like the show,
yeah,
not I don't know why I said that. That wasn't required. It was after the bedrock joke. Yeah. Just to lower the tone. Anyway, it's really cool to hear about folks. Sorry.
Turns out you told the bedrock joke.
That's why I was gutted you on the bread, man. I thought she was going to be impressed.
She's just pretending that she forgot the name of the guy.
I was using your phone. What do you think? How are we here? The reason I was saying that was, so if you've seen Sex Education, do you know Steve? Yeah, so I went to school with Steve and we had him on the podcast. And what
Brilliant.
Chris is his name, not actually Steve. But the thing that I asked him was about sort of his drama degree. And it's always quite interesting because I don't know if I said, well, I can't remember if I said this when I got in touch with you, but I'm a lecturer. So it's quite interesting to hear about folks' degrees and whatnot. So tell us about the degree. Was it very field-based or how did that work?
It was like, yeah, there was quite a lot of field trips that you had to go on. So you got to go outdoors a lot of the time. You get to do a lot of colouring in because in geology, you make geological maps, so you get to colour them in. Yeah, and then
Respect that.
it was good. And then you get to look at rocks and touch rock hand specimens and look at rocks under the fin, like microscope, like under fin section, look at fin sections, sorry, of rocks. And people don't realize that, like, either. They're like, you look at a rock through a microscope. And I'm like, yeah, you look at it and see, you can see like the mineralogy of that rock, the structure of the minerals, what the rock's doing, like how it's behaved back in the day.
When you
When I
say behave,
long as years.
well, yeah, well, I know it's obviously millions of years ago, but when you
Yeah.
say behave, do you mean like where in the world it was? What does that mean?
Just like when you look at mineralogy of different rocks, like obviously they can tell a story. Like it's the same as well when you're looking at them in a hand specimen, and you can give me just about any rock and I'll be able to tell you what happened to it or its history. If you give me an idea as well of where it's from. Because it is quite interesting. Every rock has its own little history, and the mineralogy will tell you that story of like its history. So you can look at a rock that's from like the Permian period and like the new red sandstones in Scotland, and you can see under a microscope the grains like are very like they're all made of quartz primarily, but like, and they're covered in iron oxide. But that kind of shows you and tells you, oh well, these are aeolian, like an origin, which means that they were transported by wind and they were deposited like just by wind, like back and forth, which suggests back during that period of time, like Scotland was in a desert, or Scotland had a desert like during the Permian period. And we did, like most, like not most countries, but some countries back during the Permian period were like on a continent known as Pangaea. Well, we were all on a supercontinent known as Pangaea, because we were on this supercontinent. In the middle of the supercontinent, it was just all desert.
Well, I
Yeah.
mean, I've been to Killeen Beach and it seems believable there was a desert, but I thought that was so much
Remember,
funnier than
was that Killeen? I've not been to Killeen
it.
Castle in years. It's on my list, though. I've been to Dunure.
Oh yes, yeah, for sure. Yeah. So you can tell that a rock's been tra how it's been transported. Is there a way to tell if it's been transported by water, or is that just is water too
Yeah.
recent? Because yeah,
No,
is
you
that
can. So you can look at like the Carboniferous rocks, like in Scotland, which are in the Midland Valley, is and the old red sandstone as well, which was deposited during the Devonian period. Those were all originally transported by rivers, and you can see evidence in the rocks. Sometimes, like the rock cuttings show cross sections of like old channels, river channels, and river beds. Like, and then there's other bits. Like it all kind of. It all kind of pieces together in geology, and like each rock kind of tells a story. Like as I said, sometimes like getting into like more detail like kind of complicates like things. Like, but you can basically look out like different rocks and be like, okay, how did that form? Right, that formed by the accumulation of sediment. Or if it's a metamorphic rock, like a metamorphic rock's a rock that's changed over geological time. So it's either been an igneous rock at the beginning or a sedimentary rock. There's basically three types of rocks: sedimentary, igneous, and metamorphic. But the igneous rocks are volcanic in origin. Sedimentary ones are the accumulation of sediments, and metamorphic ones are either igneous or sedimentary that have changed over time. So they've been put under immense pressure and temperature to change. And you can all tell that by looking at the mineralogy. So that's why they make you look at fin sections of rocks under the microscope, so that you can kind of like get more details about the rock, because you can't always see things in hand specimen. When you've got a rock in your hand, if it's very fine grained, like such as a lava that erupts at the surface straight away, that's going to cool very quickly, very fast, because it's coming out the ground at 1200 degrees Celsius, and when it hits the surface, it'll just cool like that. So the crystals don't have time to grow, so they're very fine grained, and the only way to see those crystals is through a microscope. And then when you put it on a microscope, you can, get more details of the
I
rock.
just feel like we should just tell the viewers how what poor Louise is experiencing at the minute, because you guys don't see video, but we are just like
No, I
staring,
know.
trying to work this out.
I'm
I'm
basically
so
waving
sorry.
my hands about. This is what a geologist does, and this is what I do in a lot of my videos. I use my hands a lot, and you'll see it. And I'm like, yeah, this subducting plate goes under like this, and the continental plate grows. I'm always using my hands. But yeah, the viewer might not understand because I'm not using my hands.
I'm kind of confused. I'm not
Fascinating.
gonna, I'm
Like,
very interested.
yeah, it's
Yeah.
fascinating. Like how, like you could literally talk about it all day. Like,
You can, there's so much to go into.
I feel stupid
Oh,
asking this question that I'd planned to ask after everything Louise has just said. I wanted to ask what her favorite rock was. I feel silly.
nah, this could be a really intellectual, in-depth answer, or it could just be the pink one.
The pink one's cool. I say the pink one's cool. I'm just going to ask you a very difficult question, and the difficult question is, what's your favorite rock?
Oh man, where is it? I don't even have it on me. My
Oh.
favorite rock changes from day to day, because as a geologist, picking your favorite rock is like asking someone who loves candy to go into a candy store and pick their favorite candy. It's hard. So,
Rocks are harder than candy. Just
yeah.
no. Stop
My
doing
favorite
it,
rock
man.
is the oldest rock in Scotland right now, which is called the Lewisian Gneiss Complex. Now, the reason it's called a complex is because it's complicated. And at one point, the rock nearly melted, like in time. So it's the oldest rocks, and like a set of the oldest rocks in Europe, and they're found in the Outer Hebrides on the Isle of Lewis and Harris, and that, and then the Northwest Islands too. So they're a metamorphic high-grade rock, and they're pink and white bands. Like them, it's made up of pink and white bands, and it's beautiful. Like it looks so pretty to me, and that's why it's my favorite rock.
What age are we talking here?
Up to 3 billion years old. Now they are 4.6, 4.5 billion years old, or they think it is. Like, so 3 billion, up to 3 billion years old is a very long, yeah, very old rock for
Yeah.
Scotland. So it's
So
mental,
Scotland has
honestly.
the oldest tree
Number.
in Europe as well.
Yeah, some of the oldest
Scotland's
rocks
the
in
most.
Europe. Yeah,
Yeah.
mental.
So will that be about the age of Scotland? Like, obviously, it wouldn't have been about as that piece of land.
Yeah, were we just like in Eurasia, Pangaea, whatever, 3 billion years ago? But when? How did
Well,
that
3 billion
happen?
years ago was the Archean period, and like Scott, oh, it was a lot different from what it was today. I can't remember the actual supercontinent we were on at the time, but Scotland's changed like position over geological time. Like at one point, we used to be located at the South Pole, and South Pole, sorry, and we've kind of worked our way up the way just due to tectonic plates moving about on the Earth. It's also, when you think about it, the crust is made up of different tectonic plates. And these tectonic plates are created at certain tectonic like settings, such as like mid-oceanic ridges, which is happening just now where the Atlantic Ocean is, like the North Atlantic Ocean. The two plates are moving away from each other and splitting away. But then the crust is recycled elsewhere, and it actually gets subducted under, like into like another, like again, sorry, under like a continental crust. So it gets recycled in a way, and that process happens over millions of years, and the continents that are sitting on the surface, like just kind of move about like on top of the plates. It's really hard and complicated to actually explain like normally. Like, but I hope you get it. Like,
No,
hopefully.
absolutely.
And I
Yeah, I
hope
kind of got it.
it wasn't
There was a few phrases in there that made sense from when I did my
you.
not Mat 5 geography. Yeah.
Geography, yeah.
Yeah, no.
When we speak tectonic plates, I actually have to ask a question sent in by a listener and also a friend of both Ed and I's, Mr. Billy Hiddleston, if you're listening. So, Louisa, here you are. I know he's listening because he knows he's going to shout it. I'm just going to read this exactly as he sent me.
Okay.
I've heard before that the north of Scotland, in brackets like north of Loch Ness, come from the same landmass as North America. Is this true? And if it is, why don't we have rivers of gold like they do?
I'm pretty sure we do have rivers of gold. You just need to know where you're looking for. Like, you need to
God,
know what you're
Billy,
looking
so obvious.
for. There's gold across the Highlands. You just have to look for, like, know what you're looking for. But again, like, there's a lot of prospecting going on at this moment in time. Like, you just, yeah, I don't know enough about it, to be honest. I'm not an expert in gold, but there is, yeah. They have
And
similar geologies, I would say, like the geology of Scotland is quite similar to that of in certain areas, of course, like that of North America, especially in like New York and stuff. They've got like some really nice metamorphic rocks, and it's kind of the same kind of rocks that you find in our highlands. But yeah.
This is so interesting.
You find gold, yeah.
So you know how so Scotland used to be next to the South Pole? So does that mean that in say a couple billion or potentially 5, 10 billion years, Scotland will potentially move again? Is there any predictions for that?
Oh, it's still moving north. You can see you go on YouTube and like just type in like future geology, and like I think it shows you up to like 250 or 500 billion years. Like, but we will just continue to go north, and we'll hit like the like maybe go by the North Pole. Like, but the continents like to join together and then come apart like over geological time, and like there's a supercontinent cycle like which happens every few hundred billion years. So the continents have formed like together like four or five times. I can't remember the exact number to form supercontinents like through geological time as we know it. And I honestly like it's mental how they know this. Because sometimes I think inside my head, how the hell do they know that that's how it was like back in the day? Like, how do they know that that continent like went all the way from there to there? But they just there's scientists that are a lot smarter than me that just can put these models like together and show you what the Earth used to look like and show you what's going to happen based on what the tectonic settings are today and where all the volcanism is and where the plates are subducting under one another, etc. So, yeah. It gets proper
Do they
complicated.
know? Do they know, or is it like based on different factors that that's as close as we can sort of resemble what was before?
Yeah, I think it's just like what you just said. Like, it's just based on certain factors, certain models that they put together. Like, I don't know if they know for certain, because sometimes there's quite a lot of controversy, like as well when it comes to, or there was back before the 90s, the 80s. Even like I can't remember when plate tectonics actually came about, because it's not been a thing that's been about for long. Like, as in when it comes to like time, like maybe in the last 100 years, like geology's changed so much. Like, people used to think the Earth was only 4,000 years old, and then until they could actually start dating things, and they were like, oh my goodness, this is a lot older than what we thought it was. And then you had like the father of geology, James Hutton. He used to cut a boat on a boat, right? Like, just like at the coast of Scotland, and see all these geological structures, and he'd see vertical rocks and then horizontal rocks on top of them, and he would look at them thinking, how does that form? That's not made in 4,000 years. That's taking a lot longer to form. And that's why it's called like in between these rocks, like it's called Hutton's unconformity, and unconformity, which is a gap in time, because you know the rocks are dipping at different ways and they represent different periods of time. It's all about stitching everything together in geology, and that's what you do as a geologist. You kind of look at the rocks, and they tell each individual rock tells a story of where it formed, how it formed, and what happened to it, and then you join all the rocks together, or you join the whole story up, or you make a geology map, and it shows you a little bit in more detail what's going on. It is really hard to like understand sometimes, like when you go study geology, it's mental. There's a lot to learn.
We're somewhat behind you here, it must be said. That's what a podcast about, though. I'd be pretty bored if we brought things on we all knew about. That's
I
why it's
know.
interesting. You're called the Scottish geologist, Louise, and I understand that's because you're Scottish, but Scotland's, from what I understand, pretty interesting geologically with various fault lines throughout it. What do I guess this may be a more a uni question, but in general, what are things you're focusing on? With regards to Scotland, are you looking at fault lines, or is that not really a thing you're learning throughout that process?
Well, fault lines are like, we've got like five major fault lines across Scotland, which is amazing. Like, but there's faults everywhere. Like, you can just get like small faults that run through rocks, or you can get big, massive ones that are like run deep within the crust. That, like, for instance, the Great Glen Fault that cuts through like between Inverness all the way down to Fort William. That you can see that on a geo, like even on a normal map of Scotland. It's like where Loch Ness sits. Like that's a major fault line that formed like 450 million years ago, like or so, like during that Caledonian Orogeny, where you had the two plates collide with each other, and you had all that crustal thickening and all of that metamorphism happen. Like, you've got other fault lines as well, and that's what I think. Like, I will go into more detail about faults and all of these different geological structures, like, that you can come across. Because right now, I've just been kind of winging it and doing it on the rock types and the different rock outcrops across Scotland. And people send me lists of places that they'd like to see. Like, obviously, on like in my content, like, I've got like a whole list of places that I need to visit, but you can go absolutely anywhere, like, and do a video on the geology, which is good for me. But sometimes I think I kind of repeat myself a lot in my videos, but then sometimes people don't see those videos and it kind of, reminds them of like stuff that I've said before, or it introduces the videos to people that have never seen my content before. So, aye, fault lines are on the, yeah. List.
When you speak, yeah, definitely. When you speak about places it could take you, I feel like I've got to ask because I think it's quite interesting. Have you ever came across, I know you've heard of it, but have you ever came across it like to look into the Isle of Arran geologically?
Yeah, I went to the Isle of Arran recently on, when did I go? At the beginning of January, I went there, yeah. I did
The
my
reason I
summer
asked is,
project on Arran.
you did your what, sorry?
My summer mapping project, one of my dissertations. I did
What did you,
that one, Aaron.
where did you map out of interest? What did you map? I
I
asked for a
did.
reason.
I
That's where I'm
mapped
going.
North Glensannox. So I mapped like the beach at Corrie, like, and then you go all the way up and you have North Glensannox, and you've got the old red sandstone at the coast. And then as you work your way in, you've got like the metamorphic rocks of the Dalradian supergroup. And then you have the granitic magma chamber that makes up Goat Fell and that, like, in the mountains in the middle. So I mapped kind of up in that north, like, east coastline slash middle bit added.
Did you come across that they call it the doctor's bathtub?
I seen that the other, like, a few weeks ago. I was looking at
Really?
that, like, how the hell did they carve that out? That's in the Permian sandstones. That's in desert sandstones. And I'm looking at it like, what? Mom, come here. And she's like, what is it? And I'm like, look at this. Someone's carved a bathtub out in this. But I guess that's what we're talking
Generally
about.
quite cool. It's
Yeah.
kind of big, it
It's
generally is.
still
It's just
here.
sits in the sea and basically it fills.
Oh, really? Yeah.
But the reason I ask, I'm from Arran, and Ed's gonna
That
go,
makes
oh,
sense.
shut balls. Our family, like my dad, I guess at some point me own a volcano in Arran. There's only one volcano in Arran, and I was kind of hoping you'd do more than just nod your head up and down when I said that. It hasn't impressed you as much as I intended.
They
You
own
mentioned volcanology.
the whole magma chamber on Arran? I'm confused.
What that means? What do you mean?
You know how that makes up the mountains, the granite, like, that makes up Goat Fell and that? That's like a magma chamber that originally fed the volcano that was a lot, like, up a little bit higher. So it's a volcanic center. Did they own that?
No,
What do you
like,
mean?
no. When I say it's like, it's if you go more, my understanding, and I've been told by a few people that have studied the hill, like our farm that we still own is based on Arch Venn, which is Ardbheinn, and it was a volcano, and I believe it to be the only one on the island, or certainly that's what the dissertation students and the person told me. But maybe that's wrong. Is it
No,
live?
it's remnants of like an old volcanic center, yeah. So I would, yeah, like, I would agree. I'll have to look
So what?
into it for certain.
Oh, see if you can do a video there. That would be so cool. Just don't get
Okay,
my
I'll
mum
do
in
that
it.
because
She'll
I want to go
freak out
back to
then.
Arran, like, again, because I didn't get to go everywhere that I wanted to. There's meant to be like this lizard footprint or something like that, like,
That's
in
right.
the sandstone, and I couldn't, like, I didn't have the time to go find it. So I was like, "Mom, we need to get the ferry home. Come on, let's go." So I ended up outside
I
the
can
Calmac
see.
ferry terminal talking about the rocks that made up the Calmac building. They were in Permian.
I can. This is. I've never felt as silly on a
What do you
podcast. Yeah, I know what
sometimes see when I explain things as well? I'm like, oh my goodness, like, I don't know if this makes any sense.
you're telling. Well, it no, it does. It generally makes sense. It's just the amount of knowledge that's behind it. It's quite. It's every time one of
It's
us.
trying to take it all in.
I know,
It's
yeah,
but
I
that's quite
don't.
a lot. See, when it comes to geology, you're just like, whoa.
I don't often listen to podcasts back, but I'll probably listen to this to try and make sense of it. And every time we both go to ask a question, I kind of giggle to see what the question's going to be.
It is
Is this going to be?
interesting. It's like, this could be so dumb. Is the volcano live on Aaron?
No, it's not going to go. No, it's
Oh God, no, that was
like,
last
I mean,
thing.
it could be live.
No, it's like not. It's not getting magma feed into it anymore. Like it's an extinct volcanic center. Like so, the granite represents a magma chamber, and because granite's like a coarse-grained igneous intrusive rock. So an intrusive rock is a rock or the rock that forms in the crust, like when magma intrudes into another rock. So the magma intrudes in and creates this chamber that feeds a volcano, which is a little bit up from it, but obviously that volcano has been kind of eroded away and like cut by ice, like and water over the last like 10,000 years, like after the last ice age. So and that's why you have like the mountains like that you see today in Arran, just because they've been cut by those glaciers. But the magma chamber that fed the volcano like back in the day crystallized over geological time very, very slowly, which allows the crystals to grow and form a granite. And that's what makes up the mountains on Arran. So the mountains are the old volcanic center, if that makes any sense.
It does, yeah, it does. And it's
So
actually something I've asked many a person and never fully understood it.
there's no
Because
longer any magma feeding a volcano there. It's all extinct.
So, like, this is going back to me reading my atlases and then the atlas having the wee bit of what's below the countries. You go inner core, outer core, and then it's magma and then crust. Is that right? So, magma is that what we then see as lava? Is that right? No.
A wee bit. So, like, you have the inner core and the outer core, and then you have the mantle, which is what I think you said magma was. And then you have the crust. Now, the
Yes.
mantle, a lot of people think that the mantle is magma, like, but it's a kind of magma, and we do refer to it as magma, but it's not actually a liquid, it's a solid, like, but it's more like a clay, like or a what's it called, sludge, like. It's moving
Okay.
very slowly, like this magma, like that's in the mantle, like it, but it's very hot. But what happens is sometimes it partially melts and gets into the crust, like at different tectonic settings. And when it gets into the crust, it's buoyant, so it wants to reach the surface of the crust, so it'll do anything it can to get there. And sometimes it gets stuck in the crust, like forming little magma chambers or little. Or bigger magma chambers, like the one that's sitting under Yellowstone right now in America, like that might just go boom one day. And you get different kinds of volcanoes as well that form at different settings, like different tectonic settings. But the magma wants to just get to the surface, and when it does, it erupts as lava, and that's when you call it lava. But when it's in the crust, it's called magma, and it basically kind of works its way up. And you get different kind of magmas that form at different tectonic settings, different compositions of magmas, and it gets really complicated. But I think one day I will try do a video eventually explaining it in my own way to help people understand like how one magma can turn into another magma over geological time, due to different geological processes. Bye.
So, what is the? I love that I know that I'm asking other questions because I'm having to go back and make sense of it in my head.
Is that what you're doing? Like you're just like asking me more questions because you're in
I don't
tears.
understand what you just said, and I don't
What?
want back.
Sorry.
So Yellow, no, not. I'm joking. It's not. It's not. I'm genuinely fascinated. I just want to fit as many
Yeah.
questions in as I can. Yellowstone's a thing I've always sort of, I've not always, but certainly for the last 10 years, I've been aware of this thing that could, am I right in saying it could basically erupt and cause a freezing around the area? Is that, that's my understanding. Maybe that's completely wrong. What is it that's happened? What is it that could happen at Yellowstone?
Oh, it's happened before in geological time, but not at Yellowstone. Like Yellowstone's known as a super volcano, and I'm not an expert either, and I don't really know enough about Yellowstone, but like I kind of know a wee bit. But if Yellowstone was to erupt, it could cause like a massive like effect like on our climate. Like it could like probably push climate change. Like it could like probably cause a black cloud to like surround the world and stuff. You know, there's so much it could probably possibly do, but again, I'm no expert in it. Like there was a super volcano like during the Permian period that erupted, and it caused 95% of Earth, like of life on Earth, to die. Like, and people
That's
don't really know.
Jesus.
But again, the
If
Permian period was 250 million years ago, and life wasn't complex back then. It was more like people the life didn't have enough time to adapt to the environmental change, because obviously when this supercontinent, like supercontinent, super volcano, oh my God, there's so many different words in geology that you get mixed up with. This super volcano that erupted near Siberia, or where Siberia is just now, it's called the Siberian Traps. When that erupted, like, and it was erupting for a while, it was just spewing out all this lava and ash, and the atmosphere ended up like changing in composition, and like it put like a layer of ash across the globe, and it was dark for a few years, and that's what killed life. And people, like, obviously the life couldn't adapt because the plants were dying, and the marine, like, so 95% of life died. And that 5% then came back and adapted. And you know, it's mental when you think about evolution and geology and paleontology, they all tie in together and like with each other. And you can go look at the rocks and study the fossils in the rocks and see all of this happening. But obviously, if it happened nowadays, I feel like we're a race that's like quite, you know, we're good with technology and that. Like when you look at all the phones and devices we have and the way that we live our lives, like we are an advanced civilization. And if, I don't know what would happen if it happened now. It would obviously have an impact on crops and food and stuff like that, but I don't know. Like, I
Was
don't think
that one of
it's soon.
was
It
that
would be millions of years old. So, not millions, but I.
might not be in our time,
No.
but
Yeah, it might not
was
be
that
in our time. It...
would was that one of the mass extinctions, or is that not? Yeah, because the
Yeah.
fun thing with mass extinction, there's been five, hasn't there? Is that right?
Yeah, there's been five.
And basically what they are is things like this that happened and mass extincted things. Yeah. There's a little guy, like smaller than we can see, and I can't remember the exact species, but it's something like the s micro water bear, genuinely. And it's lived through all five.
Well,
I thought that was really cool.
yeah,
It's
he
just
just
his kingdom,
survived
right?
them all.
He's done them all. I mean, maybe it wasn't the same
Meadow,
one.
aye.
He's not just like 9 billion years old himself, but
Well, no, I was just thinking about that after you said that. Like, what? Why aren't they? Like, it's obviously that small that you can't. But why aren't you kind of taking the genetics off that? And like, there's obviously
making
something about that thing.
like an
The
a whole scene of a water bear.
oh no,
well, we
I'm
should
just
just
saying there
like
must be
take this and go.
something about that animal thing. What is it, an animal?
Well, it's like it's genuinely the shape of a bear, and it's not. I promise you, man. Did you know what I'm talking about, Louisa? Or am I just talking? Just
What?
look up mass extinction water bear. It's got a really cool name beginning with T, but I can't remember it. See if I'm wrong, and I've just completely made this up.
Gonna say
You're
a
gonna explain it to me.
bear. I'm pretty sure mammals only started
No,
existing on
no. It's like we
one
can't see it,
mammal.
size. It's not.
It's a
I'm
okay.
sorry. It's not a bear sized. It's like you can't see its size,
What
but it looks. Wait, have I got this entirely wrong?
No,
Was it
it's
there?
I think that was the right thing. Oh, I know. I see it. Like, okay, it looks like a wee mini hang, but I don't know what that is.
What on earth?
It's like a Michelin bear.
Right, but I swear I was going
Oh, it's
somewhere with
cute.
what I was thinking. There's something about that that has made it live forever.
Probably that it's so small it can't be affected by things.
Maybe.
There's a lot of small things.
Yeah, because that's the thing. Like, I feel like after every mass extinction event, there was things that were quite small, that like microscopic as well, that were able to survive it and adapt quite quickly.
Yeah.
But then some certain life was just like, fuck, I'm dead. I've no food to eat.
Fuck
No, I don't know if I'm supposed to swear. I mean, not supposed to, if I'm allowed to swear.
Yeah, not supposed to, yeah. You're not
I remember they
hard
told me when I
hard
was on
degrees.
radio. So
What
don't
was say
swear,
that
you're
again?
recording things. I remember when they told me when I was going on to the radio, don't swear. You've got like 7 to 9 seconds. If you swear, we can rewind it and cut it out. And I was like, okay. I was quite good though. I didn't swear.
I was watching this morning that video of Lewis Capaldi from a few years ago on BBC Breakfast. You seen
Oh,
that? And having Charlie Stater on a bit of crack and Nagel Manchetti goes, "Do you want a room?" And he goes, "What?" He
yeah.
says, "Do you want a room?" And he's like, "I thought you said a rim." And he just went completely off character. By the way, Louisa, we never really do this, so I'm sort of
No,
changing for this.
it's okay. It's
Are you still looking up
Sorry,
Loom Guy?
I've probably overcomplicated the podcast anyway because it is very like it's geology is a mental subject. I mean, you know, people start asking me questions and more like you guys are like, I do get carried away and trying to explain it, and I'm like, that probably didn't make sense. They're going to ask another question after this. And that's what most people do when they
No, it's
see
you. It's
me.
Jennifer Cox.
They catch me in public. I get honestly, I can't go anywhere now without someone recognizing me. I went to Tesco to do my shopping like yesterday, and this guy came up to me and he was like, are you Scottish geologist? And I'm like, yes. Am I gonna follow you
Yeah,
stuff? And I'm like, thank you. The first thing's get there.
exactly.
Now I'm just like, hey, yeah.
That's pretty cool though. And in fairness, talking about that, I'm quite certain, Louisa, we could sit here and I could ask you this and that and this and that about geology, but I would probably just confuse me, the listeners, and everyone else. But it's that I think I said it earlier, this is genuinely why I love doing what we do, like just chatting to folk from
Yeah.
anywhere.
Bring that out
But
more
the
information.
yeah, exactly, no, 100%. And like,
One
it
thing
sounds
you don't
daft, but
know.
like, yeah,
Yeah. I enjoy speaking to people that takes me out of my comfort zone though. Like I could talk to people about cows and rugby for hours on end, but it's good to elaborate on.
He says could as if he doesn't. You do just speak about rugby cows.
Spoke to a man on Saturday night for 2 hours about cows.
Well,
For
all
2 hours on
aspiration really
Saturday
is
night.
rocks.
But like,
Yeah.
this is the thing, isn't it? Like I think,
That's
you know, in school, right? I don't know what age you are, Louisa, but you left school about 3 weeks ago. You age, you're about 12.
well, that's a massive exaggeration.
He's 22. He's a
I don't think he
child.
was that old. Oh my goodness, you're so young. You're like a young pup.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't feel like a young
I'm
pup.
10 years older than you.
Yeah,
Well,
even
that's
I'm not the oldest in this call. That's quite fun.
I mean, age is just a number.
But that's the thing. See, when you're in school, like passion was always a thing that like it was negative.
Oh, there was no
Yeah,
passion
you
in
could.
the school, fuck's sake. Sorry.
Yeah.
That's the thing, though. Like, it wasn't cool.
I know,
You
it was
didn't
weird. It was
know.
weird to be passionate. It's
And
like there was a
yeah.
guy I
Scrutiny
went to school
yourself.
with, and
Yeah.
he was a train spotter. And everyone just thought it was dead weird. But he's still dead into it now. He was like 13, 14,
Yeah.
and all his weekends would be going to different train stations and
You
spotting
still in touch
trains.
with him? Have you got a podcast?
Yeah.
Is it
Looking.
Françoise Bergois or whatever it's called?
I
I
was
don't
gonna
have her.
say, I'm like that guy, but with rocks.
Please, please, Louisa, start doing the forehead cam.
Oh my god, look at
Yeah,
these rocks! There was a video of me running towards some rocks. I think it was my first viral video, and it was like, do you want to know what I love being a geologist? It's when you pr pass a pretty rock face and you have to put your van up. I can't even remember what I said, but it was so funny. And you see me just running, and I'm like, I'm running towards the rocks. And then I get to the rocks and I start talking about them, and then yeah, that's it. Turned dusty.
not
But I'm
changed
like
in
that.
10 million years, but you've got to get there as soon as you can.
Well, maybe one day, maybe I'll, like, I don't know. I don't really aim for like followers or that, like, but people keep saying to me, you're gonna reach 1 million followers one day, and I'm like, I don't know if
I
I
would
will or
say, you, I mean, if you've went in 11 months to where you have, yes. If you keep up the content, you will. And let's talk about that, Louise. We spoke rocks for a bit there, but the reason we got in touch was because of social media. How did it start? What? Why did it start? What? When did you randomly think, you know what? It's time to start putting videos of rocks on.
It was actually, it was probably last like March, April time was when I like actually did it, but it's been a thought in my head for like the last few years. But because my job, like the job that I was in previously to the job that I'm in just now, I worked away a lot of the time. So I was based down south during COVID and I worked on HS2 for 2 years and I didn't find the time. I couldn't find the time to do it, but it was always again something that I wanted to do. I just kept saying to myself, I'm gonna start making videos about rocks and like just talk about rocks in general and make it funny. And see, when I spoke to people about it, they were like, oh, you should act professional and you should be like, hello, welcome. Like, and I think like in my inside my head, I just kind of thought, no, I'm not gonna do that. I'm just gonna be myself and I'm just gonna be like, all right, what's happening? Like, and speak the way that I speak, because you know, people probably find it funny and see that I'm still passionate about it and see that, you know, I love what I do, and it, obviously they do, because I wouldn't be here if they didn't. So yeah. I it, it's
Just
been
when
a
you
really
mentioned
natural
it,
experience. Sorry.
it's here, it's absolutely blown up. It's been it's I've sort of been one of those folks who came across it. I don't know if you do that with accounts, so you come across something and then you watch like 40 videos. Yeah, that's kind of what
That's
I've
what
done.
someone else said to me. The guy I did the podcast with last week, he was like, yeah, I just came across the one of you talking about the Permian sandstone outside, like, or sandstone in like Glasgow, and then I just fell down a rabbit hole and watched all the other ones.
I don't, yeah, I'm not surprised. I totally get that.
3 hours
Yeah.
later. Fair enough. Sometimes, yeah, like sometimes I watch them myself. I'm sad as fuck though. I watch rewatch my videos back and they still make me laugh. Because I'm like, this is quite funny. I'm quite funny.
I
Anyway.
mean that. That's class though. So,
But you're right.
if
Like, sorry, I can't talk.
if you can't find yourself funny, then how do you expect other people to find you
I
funny?
know,
Like
you're
he
right.
thinks he's absolutely hilarious, but he just gets tumbleweeds most of the time.
Yeah,
But
it's quite a lot of tumbleweeds in Christmas.
yeah.
It's here. I enjoy
Yeah,
it.
as long as you enjoy it.
HS2, obviously now not a thing. But what was your opinion when you were involved? Did you want it to find, go ahead, or what were you thinking?
I don't really know much about it. It was just keep me in a
Right.
job at the time. So,
Fair,
well, I didn't
fair.
know about it, like, but we were drilling all the boreholes for it, and the rocks down there are a lot weaker and a lot shittier than the rocks up here in Scotland,
Right.
because they're all Mercia mudstone, and Mercia mudstone can be highly weathered and it has its own weathering scheme, and it wasn't very nice to look at. But yeah, it was a job at the end of the day. Like, I was either put on furlough or go to HS2 for 2 years, and I was like, I'll go to HS2. So I didn't even know that they had stopped doing it. If they stopped, like, are they not doing it anymore?
Yeah, they kiboshed it about August, I think.
I didn't even
And
know. They had built like half of
yeah,
that, or not half of it, but like most of the structures.
it's a fair old whack of it. Yeah, it's kind of mad.
Oh.
But no, they
That is
completely
mental.
stopped it.
Yeah.
I don't.
I
I
don't
don't.
know enough.
Yeah, I think a lot of folk comment on it. I don't know how much folk know about it,
Yeah.
but I don't know if you're a person into politics or stuff. I'm not, but yeah, I
I
think
am not,
Rishi's.
no.
Yeah, fun fact. This is not the case as the point of release, but at the point of recording today, a week today, I'll be in 10 Downing Street. So
You
I'm
should
going
probably
to
get a little bit into the politics, make sure you
be.
don't.
No, I hear there's a cat, and
Just
that will be me. There's a cat at Downing Street, apparently, and that's all I will need to know.
as long as you don't say it, then you shouldn't.
It's a cat.
No.
Oh,
Oh, yes.
not to the cat.
Yes.
Sorry. Yeah, that's a good.
Why would you say
that to
no, why'd you get kicked off your scholarship? I
well,
spoke to a cat instead of the politicians.
yeah, well, they're boring, aren't they? Cats meow.
I've never been into politics and that. And when people ask me, like, obviously
Yeah.
everyone's entitled to their own opinion and stuff on it, but I'm just like, no, I don't know what you're talking about. Sorry.
Well,
Yeah. All I know is
this is
about
it.
rocks. All I know is rocks.
It would seem like you definitely know them. Yeah.
Talk to me about what I like, and then that will be fine.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
So if they talk to me about cats, I'll be golden. To be quite honest. as the social media nerd in the house, Louisa, I did want to ask one thing and I asked you off camera, but I thought I'd ask it again. You've committed to quite an intense live schedule on social media. How's that
Yeah,
going?
I just started that today, and I feel like I'm gonna have to leave a gap in between like times. Now, someone told me like a few weeks ago, like, to make money, like, like you can kind of do it during lives, like, but that was more TikTok than anything. But I'm now starting to like think maybe it's not. So I think I'm going to restrict it and bring it back a wee bit, like, and maybe do it once a month rather than every week, because doing that tonight was very, very, very intense, going from like one social to the next. So I went from Facebook to Instagram to like TikTok, and I did half an hour on each. And it was all right, like it was okay, I guess, but oh.
It's weird what folk will watch lives wise, though. I mean, I don't know if any of you came across that Spud Man guy. I contacted him. He's basically just this guy who has a like food van where he gets a baked potato and like three toppings, right? And he's now got 3 million followers on TikTok, right? Now, the content that's actually quite good is like Louisa, say you come up the truck and oh, what do you want your tatty? Have you been? He doesn't say tatty, he's in England. What do you want your spud? And then
Yes,
I don't think that sounds
what do they
quite nice,
say for mince and tatties? Mince and
but
I don't even know if they have
if
that,
they have that, because I remember mentioning it once to one of the English dubbers, and they were like, "What's mince and tatties?" And I was like, "What?"
no. What you
I don't
calling
know
that?
what
Like
they. I
beating
don't know
meat
what
on coffee?
Get there.
We came to talk about rocks. We're
Now he's
here.
talking about being your meat.
Random meat. Right, so back onto topic. What he does, right, is he sells baked potatoes with whatever topping. But on the live discussion, I don't know how to get away from this, but I'm going with it anyway.
You're committing.
I'm committing. He literally just sits a tripod for 14 hours a day at the side of his food van, and it's like 6,000
Easy.
concurrent views.
Easy.
Yeah, nuts. Folk love
That's
lives.
bad.
It's mad.
But that's it. Like on TikTok, someone told me on TikTok, like that's how you make the money, like is lives. And I'm like, okay. But I found that I make money more on my content if I push my content out on like the views that I get. Like, but it's not much. Again, I've only started making money on TikTok as well, and
Yeah.
it's still bare minimum because I only have 30,000 followers at the end of the day. But I think once it grows, it will be a little bit better. But yeah, I think I'm gonna like restrict myself on the lives a wee bit. Not restrict. What's the word for it? I can't remember. Like right now, my brain's not working because I've been going live all night. But yeah, just kind
Yeah.
of cut it back a wee bit because I've got other things that I want to do that are coming up in the pipeline, like that I need to prioritize over just being live, like on socials. So
Are you still working full time?
I work full time. Yeah, I do this all in my spare time. Like
Jeez.
it's mental. My life doesn't stop. And I have to like,
Just
I've got four dogs as well, so I walk them in between like stuff. Like I take them on adventures with me. So yeah, like it's hard, really hard work, but it's worth it. It will be worth it one day.
yeah, well, that's kind of what I was going to say. If the social media does, I mean, it'd be fair to say it's already kicked off, but once it really starts to kick off, would you look at doing it? Would you be interested in doing it as your main income, I guess?
I think so. If it did kick off, then maybe one day, yeah. Like, but my work don't really want to lose me, and I'm just like, oh, okay. They're like, you better not ditch us for social media, Louisa. And I'm like, one day.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can bring in, but I've got a really good job, though. I've got a company car and everything. I've done really well in my career, and like I've been doing it for 9 years. Like, so I don't really know what I'm gonna do, but I can't fit it all in. And if I was to earn as much money as I do now, then fair enough, yeah. But I've got other plans as well. I've just started like my own business. I'm gonna start taking people out on geology tours from April onwards, like across Scotland. So that's my next
I
venture. That's gonna
saw
lead to social media, yeah. So we'll see how that
that's really
goes.
curious. That's
No, that's a
I'd want
great
to do
show.
that.
Yeah, that's a great show.
And what does it cost for a geology tour, Louisa?
Depends. If you want a private one, or
If
if
I
you want
can offer
like
you the volcano
a
to go to.
volcano. No, I'm still trying to put together rates and stuff. Like, there's basic
Yeah.
rates, and obviously as well trying to fit them in with what's offered out there already, like with regards to tours in Scotland. So having a look at other people and what they offer and how much they offer it for, but like private tours, like it's mental. Like, because some tour companies, like they're taking 8 people out, which is the maximum people you take in a little mini bus if you're driving the minibus yourself. Like some of them charge like 1,200 a day. Like just for that group of
Yeah.
people, it's a private group. Now that private group of people can be 2 people or 8 people or 5 people, and they still have to pay £1,200 for the day. And then I've seen other tour companies at 800, £900 per day, and then others at like 600 per day. So I went for in between at 800, but
Nah,
that's for
but
a
you've got the clout.
tour. And that's per day for it. So if you had 8 people on the tour, that's £100 per person for taking them out the full day or taking them across Scotland and for a few days on the Isle of Skye, like 8 people or whatever. It works out cheaper if there's a group of them, like you know what I mean. But then I was actually thinking about offering evening tours where people meet me at a certain locality, and that would be between £15 to £20 per person. Like, and you would go on a guided walk with me, and I'd show you like the different like geological structures and different rock types and that. Like, and then that would be a maximum of 25 people that can go on that. And then there's like actual group tours that I'll put dates online for, and anyone can book on them, but that will be a maximum of 8 people again because I can only fit 8 people in a minibus. But that'll be a like little bit cheaper as well than yeah than the private group tours. So yeah, there's different. I mean, it's good once I get
I'd be keen to
interested.
do that.
Yeah, it would be good to be
Genuinely,
fair.
you do that. That sounds brilliant.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I did well. It was like a geography trip to Iceland. That it was
Oh my
that kind
God.
of same thing.
You got to go
Yeah,
to
I did.
Iceland
Yeah,
for a
with
trip
a school.
to the
Yeah, I did it with school. That was class. Like the
real
waterfalls
class.
and yeah, it's quality.
Yeah, I did Iceland as
But
well. It's amazing, isn't it?
it was
Yeah,
like a
Iceland's
very
class.
similar type kind of thing. You just had a tour guide and
That's it. Tour guides
that's
make a bomb, and I don't realize how much you can make as a tour guide. And I'm like, if this like kicks off, and I've had so many people ask me as well about it, like, oh, do you offer tours? Do you offer geology tours? I just need to be very careful about it because there are some creeps out there that follow me, and I'm just like, do I really want to take them out on a tour? I
Well,
wouldn't
that's
do
the
it
thing.
just for the person.
Yeah,
Sorry.
it's a shame you've got to worry about that, though, isn't it? Like,
I know.
it's here. It's unfortunately the way life is. Unfortunately,
Yeah.
it's just a bit rubbish. But here, Louisa, I could sit here till midnight and chat like this.
I
Yeah,
know.
so
My battery's gonna run out in my laptop soon, and I don't know where the charger is. And I'm looking at it slowly dropping. It's now at 6%, and
it's.
I'm like, this is gonna cut out any minute.
So we asked the question later. If you could go one place on the planet with unlimited money, where would you go?
That's such a hard question to answer. I honestly wouldn't know where to go. I'd probably go to Iceland. Iceland's expensive, but I love Iceland and it's one of my favourite countries. And I'd just wander about Iceland for ages and make videos about all the locations there. But all the rocks are, the majority of the rocks are igneous. Like, so. Aye, or I'd stay in Scotland. I mean, it doesn't really matter. Like, money's not really a thing for like me. It's I don't know like how to explain it, but I'd just be happy, yeah, wherever. I'd be quite happy staying in Scotland and still having that money.
Yeah, I love that. That was a great one from her. If you could pass a question to our next guest, what would it be?
Whenever someone asks me to ask someone a random question, it always relates to geology. So, my random question for your next guest is, what's your favourite rock? Please don't say granite.
Great stuff. We'll see you for the next episode of the R2 Cast. Thank you.